Amen. As we transition to our seats, how's everybody doing this morning? Because we're going to get right into the Word. So let's go ahead and get into our seats. Let me start off with a word of prayer before we get started. Heavenly Father, I just thank you first and foremost for who you are. I thank you for your presence, Lord God, that you are so mindful of us, oh God, that you would dwell in this place. For you said in your word, where two or three gather in your name and agree about anything, that there you would be in the midst. And so here we are to proclaim that you are Lord, that you are Savior, that you are God. And we're mightily grateful that you are here. Have your way. Set me aside, Lord God, that is something that is said or done that would just glorify yourself to your people this morning and would draw us closer to you. And we'll give you all glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and get right into the Word with the time that we have. Amen. Who's ready for the Word? Yeah. All right. Well, you don't have to stand, but we're just going to get right into it. But let's start off with our Bible affirmation. So if you have your Bible, your electronic device, go ahead and hold them high up in the air, and let's just say it together. Amen. All right. This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. So I open my heart today to hear God speak a word that will change my life forever. Amen. This morning we're going to be reading out of Luke 2, verses 46 and 49 out of the New King James Version. And if you have a different version, that's okay. The words are going to appear on the screen so that we could all sound intelligible. Eloquent, like we know what we're talking about, that we know how to read, amen. That we're not sounding like resounding gongs, you know, just messing, amen. But before we go there, I'm going to just preface it to get to where we got to go. It's customary that every year, back in those days, Joseph and Mary would go to Jerusalem, and they would celebrate the Feast of the Passover. And at this time, Jesus was 12 years old. And believing that he was, you know, when it was time to go, that you know, the boy was with them, and then they come to find out that he's not there, so where is he at? And they, you know, got with the relatives, they got with their friends, and he ain't here. I don't know where he is. Last time I seen him, he was in the sanctuary, in the synagogue, in the church. So they had to go back to where they thought that he was. So this is where we're going to pick up in our story. So let's go ahead and read Luke 2, verses 46 through 49. Now, so it was that after 3 days, they found them in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" Which brings me to the title of this morning's message, Be Teachable. And if I had a subtitle, it would be something more like, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. See, why? Because there is no such thing as a dumb or stupid question. I'm going to get that out right here, right now. See, Albert Einstein is considered to be one of the smartest men to walk the face of the earth. And he is quoted as saying, "It's not that I'm so smart, but I stay with the questions much longer." Here's another one that says, "If I had an hour to solve a problem and my life depended on the solution, I would spend the first 55 minutes determining the proper question to ask. Once I know the proper question, I could solve the problem in less than 5 minutes." Here's another one that says, "The important thing is to never stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existence." And then let me give you one more. I love this one here. Since education is what remains after one has forgotten what one has learned in school. Now, speaking of school, parents, how many of y'all are still excited that your kids are back in school? Yes. See, I got a few amens, and some of us may be like, I was excited until I had to help with their homework. And you kind of got that feeling like, man, am I smarter than a fifth grader? How many of you remember that show? I mean,
you got to the point where it was just like, man, helping them with their homework is like, Holy Spirit, bring things to remembrance, because I don't remember this. Sometimes, like, if you're like me, you've been out of school for decades, so you've been out for quite a while, and it's like, you know what? I ain't going to mess with it. Google, YouTube, something. Give me an app that's going to help me out. And then you get there, and it's like, I remember that. Just took me a while to jumpstart that mental Rolodex. But are you smarter than a fifth grader? That show should have been more like, ha-ha, you were not smarter than a fifth grader. I mean, check out this astounding stat regarding that show. It had a 6-season run, and only 2 adults were able to answer these 11 questions that came from content out of school-age books. It took Kathy Cox, who is a superintendent of public schools for the state of Georgia, and George Smoot, a professor at UC Berkeley, and a winner of the 2006 Nobel Prize in Physics, to outsmart some fifth graders. Only 2 people could prove that they were smarter than a fifth grader. So being teachable has very little to do with how old we are. By definition, is being capable of being taught and a willingness to learn. That's why I like to prophesy over our young people. And it's something that Pastor Jeff used to prophesy over us. He said, whether young in age or young in spirit, 1 Timothy 4:12, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. He would always prophesy Titus over us. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. And your teaching show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about you. That's as a young person. That's one thing I just want to show people up. Right? Young people, is like, old people think they just got it all together. When I say old, I don't mean old. I just mean older than me or older than you. Because when you think about it, people just think they know what they're talking about all the time. And sometimes in your youth, you just gotta, you're wrong. But I'm gonna respect my elders, but you're wrong. Now, if you're thinking, that's some good knowledge, how do I do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Are you listening? It's very personal. Very important thing. It's a family motto. Are y'all ready? I just want to make sure y'all are listening, brothers and sisters. Are you ready? Are you really ready? Here it is. What did Jesus do? Oh! Oh! What did Jesus do? See, in verse 49, he says, did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? See, what was he doing? Let's take a look. In verse 46, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. Sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. See, in this passage, Jesus shows us 3 keys to being teachable, and I'm not even going to waste your time with. So here we are. If you want to be teachable, we need to spend time with those who know. Listen to those who know and ask questions of those who know. See, but why are we more like, I want to do this thing, but I don't know how to do it? You may know how to do this thing that I want to do, but I don't want to ask you because that's dumb. I don't want to look dumb. Does that make any natural sense? That just doesn't. If you ask me, that's dumb. But I'm here to tell you, may be teachable. All too often, we have this perfectly good teacher sitting in the front of the classroom who knows the answer and just waiting for us to ask any question that we may have. How do I know that? Because they're trained to teach you. They're equipped with the material. They've spent time with that material. They've asked other teachers, how can I relate this to my age group? How can I make sure that they get it? Teachers are not just thrust in front of you just because they have nothing good to say. They're equipped to answer our questions. So instead of being the teacher's pet with an understanding of how to get the right answers, we ask for help or copy the paper of another classmate. And that thinks they think that they know the answer. They think they know what they're talking about. But then you sit there and wonder, young people, why we get that F or that D. Why our answers come back wrong. And even if they come back right, we have no understanding of how we got the right answer because we copied from someone. And then, as young people, you would hope that we would grow out of it. But guess what? We don't. Because guess what we end up doing as adults? We will ask our single friends about marital or relational issues as if they have some education on the matter. The fact of the matter is, all they can really relate to you on is what not to do, because they're single. Or, you know, it's so often that we'll just go to our friends because we spend time with them. They know us. We know them. And a lot of times our friends think they know what they're talking about. Instead of going to a professionally licensed therapist, an expert in the matter, maybe because it just sounds crazy, or it costs too much is another reason that we get into our heads. It costs too much. But yet, we will give our hard-earned money to someone and make someone else a millionaire who's not currently a millionaire because they can tell us how to make $1 million. Now, does that make any sense? We wish we would grow out of this thing. But again, I'm talking about being teachable. Because if you ask me, that's not being teachable, that's being gullible. So again, being teachable spends time with those who know, listens to those who know, and asks questions of those who know. See, let's watch this principle in action. Jordan, I'm gonna need Jordan for me real quick. Wait, there he is. Now, Jordan, I need Jordan because have any parents, y'all know anything about Fortnite? Have you heard it mentioned? Saw your kid playing it? You don't see your kid anymore because he's Fortnite-ing it? You don't even see him anymore? You're like, whoa, you grew up on me because he's been in his room. Now, Jordan, come here. Educate everybody about Fortnite. What is the big deal about Fortnite? Just break it down for us.
Okay, so Fortnite is a game where you jump out of an airplane onto an island, and you have to find guns and be the last person to survive so you win. So you have to kill everybody else.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it. Jump out of an airplane, find guns, shoot people, get resources, you win. Now, if I wanted to learn how to play, I would have to spend time with him because I have watched him play, and honestly, I'm like, that ain't my type. I'm a video game player, but that ain't my type of game. Not because of the shooting, it's just because, to me, it looks dumb. But that's me. But, I mean, you have full-on Fortnite tournaments. You have, I mean, kids just lost in this thing, and that is their thing. That's their jam right now. But they are into it. And if Jordan, now I would have to spend time with him, watching him play. And what I would realize is that, you know what? Jordan may or may not even be that good, but I'm going to watch him for a while. I had to spend time with him and watch him and watch him and watch him. And the next thing you know, it's like, ooh, yeah, that boy good. So let me keep watching. And then it's like, you know what? I got to listen to him as he's like, okay, what's up with the face? When you know, he has a certain face. He's concentrating. There's a certain face that they give. There's a certain face that Jeffrey gives and Goob give when they're into it. And it's like, what's going on there? What is that? You're concentrating. Oh, hold on a minute. What does the triangle do? What does square do? What does X do? What does the circle do? Oh, how do you jump? How do you jump out the airplane? Wait, how do you open up the parachute? Okay, fine. How do you shoot? See, if that's part of the game, shooting people, how do I shoot? You know, what's the deal with chopping the wood? What's the deal with building fort? There's a lot of stuff that goes on in this game, and I'm sitting up there looking at them like, I don't get it. But I tell you what, a young person could teach me something if I really wanted to get into the game. Now, Jordan, again, they are really good at this thing. But for me, I'm just like, I don't get it. And he is just awesome at this thing. And so I'm sitting up there like, okay. But before I could pick up my own controller, I got to sit there and get down the technique. Like, maybe do the same thing. Have the same look. Before I even get some confidence to pick this thing up, thank you, Jordan. It's just a matter of spending time with them, listening to them, watching them for a bit, asking questions. If I really wanted to get into this thing, which I don't, but if I wanted to, then you know who to talk to. Jordan and Jeffrey and Goo, because they are Fortniters, you know? That's their thing. Now, if Jesus was interested in Fortnite, he would pretty much do what I did, watch Jordan for a bit. But he wasn't. He was about his father's business. Now, I'm pretty sure there were other games that he could have been playing, like Kick the Rock. I mean, Draw in the Sand, you know, 12 years old, and back in those days, I mean, there was only so much you can do. But there was other 12-year-olds he could have hung out with, but no, he hung out with old people. Older people. Okay, don't stone me up here. Because he had to be about his father's business, teaching others. I mean, mind you, the teachers of law were in a family business now, you know. So he knew the right people to hang out with in order to get it, to pick up some things, to catch some things, to learn some things about what it was to be about his father's business. Like Pastor Jeff used to say, some things are taught and some things are caught. So whether taught or caught, you learn so much by spending time with other people. Y'all looking at me funny. Think I'm lying? Think about your rated R language. You didn't read this in no textbooks, how to cuss. You were hanging out, unfortunately, with your parents, your uncles, your family, friends, and even our school classmates. How'd you get that, you know? I rated our language. Well, kind of tell us some things are caught and some things are taught. See, it's not like even if we picked up some things from our parents, it's not like this. You say this. You say this. Oh, when this happens, you say this. It's not like they told us to say it. It was things that we picked up on, that we caught. Somebody cut us off in traffic. Somebody upset you. You just let them have it. They let them have it, you let them have it. And then you just picked up on those things. But again, some things are caught, some things are taught. Need I say more about that? I didn't think so. Listen. We can catch answers before we even ask them just by listening to people. Think about the preach word. In Bible study, we get to ask questions. But in Sunday service, you're listening. Whether the podcast, you're listening. And you're picking up on things. In James 1:19, The word says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak. I've heard this said before. Maybe that's why we have two ears and one mouth, so that we would listen twice as much as we talk. That ain't in the Bible, but it makes sense to me. But going back to Luke 2:46, it says, both listening to them and asking them questions. So to be teachable, we need to listen, and we also need to ask questions. Because the word clearly says to do both, or as my girls like to say, both of them. You got to listen, and you got to ask questions. Why? It's pretty simple. Because we don't know. And when we don't know, we got to ask questions. So when we ask our question, we're listening because we're expecting to hear an answer. But if we don't ask, we'll never have an answer, but we will still have that same question that we had. Just like in James 4:2, it says, you do not have because you do not ask. So when do we get an answer? When we ask the question. See, and what you got to do too, don't disregard the source. Why do I say that? Because we can learn some things from these young people. Some of our young people are just, we like to say, too smart for their own good. But sometimes they are just seasoned beyond their years. They are seasoned beyond their years. They spiritually catch things. They educationally catch things. And we can learn from them. I mean, mind you, the teachers of the law learn from a 12-year-old. How do I know that? We're going to get into that a little later, but they caught some things from this 12-year-old. See, in Proverbs 5:12-14, I'm going to educate you on something, the dangerousness. Is that a word, dangerousness? Okay, let's just get it right. Look how dangerous it is not to be teachable. In verse 12, it says, how I have hated instruction and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teacher nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. Verse 14, I was on the verge of total ruin. I was on the verge of total ruin because I chose not to be teachable. I didn't want to listen to nobody. And now my life is all messed up. Anybody been there, done that? Not honest enough to say it? Don't worry about it. So what do I want you to get out of this message? Be teachable. Spend time with those who know. Listen to those who know and ask questions of those who know. In closing, in this book that the leader team is reading, is the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. John Maxwell says there are two great days in a person's life, the day you were born and the day you discover why. That's why another Pastor Jeff staple of speaking faith to us is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. And if you don't know, who better to ask than the one who knows? See, the plan he designed is just for you. The plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Anybody need some prosperity? Anybody tired of being harmed? He has a plan for you. The plan to give you hope in the future. And if you want to know more about that plan, you got to spend time with the Lord. How do I do that? Spend time in his word. Spend time on your knees praying. Spend time with them. You know, it's a good one too. Spend time with like-minded believers. Spend time fellowshipping. Coming to church. Going to Bible study. Being around other believers that you could also ask questions of and listen to. Because you see, you realize that the Spirit of the Lord is moving in other believers. Spend time with us. Spend time with the one who knows. What else? Listen to the Lord. See, sometimes we get so caught up in prayer and asking that we forget to listen. We forget to listen. Sometimes in our prayer life, we are so quick to just lift up the prayer. Lord, I need this, I need this, I need that, this, that, and the other.
And you get up and go.
And you forget to wait for the answer. You forget to wait for the response. You asked the question and forgot to receive the answer. He is the one who knows exactly what you need to hear. So listen. Ask the question, for he is the one who knows the answer. Like I said before, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. And I pray that you've caught this morning that the one who knows as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have been listening to Pastor Shayna Hurd, Senior Pastor of Rohi Christian Church, a multi-ethnic, economically diverse, Spirit-led congregation located in San Jose, California. For audio teaching downloads by Pastor Shayna, service times and directions, or to become a Rohi partner, go to www.rohichurch.org or write to Rohi Christian Church, 474 Piercy Road, San Jose, California, 95138.